Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're talking Shabbos 39, talking about stuff in the sun. Rav Nachman said in the sun, all agree that cooking is permitted because it is unusual to cook in such a way. There is no concern that people will confuse this with cooking by fire in a fire-heated object such as a kettle or cloth heated by fire. All agree that it is forbidden. Where do they differ? It is concerning a sun-heated object, such as a cloth heated by the sun. One master, the Rabbanan, hold that we forbid a sun-heated object on account of a fire-heated object, for people cannot discern between cloths heated by the sun and those heated through fire, and this will lead to people cooking with fire-heated objects, while the other master, Rav Yossi, maintains that we do not forbid it. A lot of times when we think about Shabbos, we think about our devices, we think about our utensils, we think about appliances in the home, we automatically revert to the conventional ways of cooking, the conventional ways of heating things up, the normal ways of doing things. But even the different ways, the non-normal ways, the unusual ways, could also get things heated up and could also cause, Yisrim could cause things that are not allowed. You know, I remember a lot of times when it's super, super hot out, especially in Israel, there is a method that you could actually cook things outside. There's a really cool thing, a project I saw once looking for OT activities. I saw that you can make a pizza using like a box with like the sun rays, and it's like a reflection thing, and it's really, really hot, and people have shown how they can cook an egg on the hood of a car when it's crazy hot out. Different non-conventional, unusual ways of cooking things. So be careful, watch out for even unconventional, unusual ways of cooking, which would be not good to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Make sure you have your set up permitted ways, and make sure to avoid those things that are even not in the norm, not in the usual realm of how we do things, in order to ensure the sanctity of Yom Tov and the sanctity of Shabbos, even in not the usual manner. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 40 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.